In 1956, I was asked to begin the Navigator ministry in the Midwest. My heart responded immediately to that call, and I was eager to go. Both my wife and I were raised on farms in Iowa, and for us it was going home. As I prayed about what I should do to prepare for the new ministry, the Lord led me to study the book of Acts. One of the things that stood out to me as I pored over the pages of the book was the need to develop a team of men and women who lived sacrificially, a willingness to live for others and not themselves. One of the young men I invited to join our team was an officer in the military. Bob was about to leave the Air Force, so I wrote him a letter proposing the idea of joining that initial team. Along with my invitation, I asked a question. Do you think we can have people on our team who are the enemies of the cross of Christ? Now, Bob was a mechanical engineer, a straight thinker, and his answer was no. So I sent him a scripture to pray over before he made the decision to come to Omaha. The passage I sent was from Philippians 3:17-19. Many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, who mind earthly things. These people are people who are all wrapped up in themselves, who put their own desires ahead of the needs of others. Paul called these people enemies of the cross of Christ. Now, not enemies in the sense of heretics and false teachers, but enemies of the spirit of the cross, which is self-sacrificing love. Worldly honor and worldly fame are things which the eyes of Christ's own disciples have sometimes been dazzled. But in the kingdom of Christ, the only greatness known is the greatness of humility and service. Whoever will be chief must be servant of all. The Apostle Paul denounced three enemies of the Spirit of Christ: worldly ambition, personal gain, and self-glory. Paul gloried in the cross of Christ. His ambition was to be a servant. Friend, reflect on your own heart. Are you a servant in the true sense of the word? For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.